Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi. New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. We are now studying Psalm 127. Shir Hamalot Shlomo, a song of degrees for Solomon. That is what our psalm is titled. Amos Chacham, in his commentary, Da'at Mikra, tells us that several different explanations have been given for the title of this psalm. One explanation is that it was written by Solomon himself. That Solomon composed this psalm. Another explanation is that it was written in honor of him, was written for him, or was written about him. The theme of this psalm, or one of several themes interwoven themes of this psalm, is building and the need for God to be with the building and construction. And Solomon built the temple, and he built Jerusalem, and he built up Jerusalem. And he did great things, and this is spoken of at great length in the Bible, and we may infer that as much as the Bible speaks about it and gives us details about it, the reality was a thousand times more impressive than it seems. And Solomon made the temple the most perfect building in the world of its period, and the Jerusalem the most beautiful city that ever existed. And so this psalm speaks of building and the need to have God with you when you build something. And it also goes on by analogy into the importance of family life and building up a family and having children and doing good deeds and so on. It begins 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So everything that Solomon did, that everything, all the construction, the building and so on, the temple, the city of Jerusalem and everything else, it needed the blessing of the Almighty to be with it. Unless God had blessed it, it would not have been worth anything. And so too, anything a person does, if God is not with it, it's not worth it. And everything we do, we should try and involve God Almighty with us. He should be a partner with us. And everything you do, you should try and have the intention that God Almighty is with you in this endeavor, and you want Him to help you succeed, and you don't want, God forbid, anything bad to come out of it, but it to go well, and the blessing of the God Almighty, the God of Israel, be with you and be with what you do. And nothing we do, it's worth anything unless God is with us. This analogy can also be extended to our family existence. A family is a house. It says in this, the Lord build the house, and lay labor in vain to build it. And if you have a family, you should try and involve God in your family. God should be part of your family, part of the consciousness of your family, and you should build up your family and value it and work for it and establish it. And if God is with you in this, if you try and bring God into this, into your life, into your family life, you will be assured of success and assured of happiness, of family happiness. And this is very important. This is what you should do. And this should be your primary goal in life, or at least one of them, one of your major priorities, perhaps the major priority. Believing in God, going with God, and building up a family according to the will of the Almighty. And not everyone merits this, not everyone succeeds in this, but we do what we can, and we, God willing, God will be with us if we try and do as well as we can. And this and other matters. It happens that we may already have a family, or we may have left the straight and narrow path and wandered away, and now we want to come back. Or we may never have been there, we never have been where we should have been in the very beginning, but we want to get there, we want to get closer to where we should have been. And we try and make ourselves more biblically conscious, more aware of the Almighty, more God-fearing, we try and influence other members of our family to go in this direction. And this is what we should do. This is what needs to be done. This is vital. This is imperative. At the same time, you should be very careful. Don't offend people. Don't impose upon people. Don't force them against their will. Be pleasant towards them. Be easygoing. Be positive. Radiate positive energy. Assert your authority if you can in the correct manner. Each person according to his own situation, their own situation. Each person according to what they see before them. They should do what has to be done. And they should do it well. And they should always try and have the consciousness that God looks over them and that God wants them to involve Him with them. And that is what we should all try and do. And we are promised that if we do this, God will be with us and He will help us be successful. At the very least, you will be much more successful going in this path or trying to go in this path than you would if you went in another way. And this is the message. This is what the wisdom of Solomon himself was encompassed in these very few verses that give us this important message, this important teaching. He goes on that it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. So now he is telling you not to get stressed out, not to try hard, not to overexert yourself. On the other hand, we have other verses in the Bible, for instance, in the book of Proverbs, where someone who works hard, who doesn't give sleep to his eyes, who does what he has to do, he labors, he will be blessed because of it, and that is the only way to do it, if you really believe in it. So we have these two different messages. And both messages are not contradictory, they both have to be taken into consideration, and each one has its place. A lot of us, we've tried sometimes to do things, we've overstrained ourselves and exerted ourselves, and it's injured our health, it's injured our well-being, and sometimes it's just caused us to make serious mistakes, and we would have been better off not doing anything at all, or doing less than we had done. So, sometimes it's best to take things easy, eat well, sleep well, look after yourself, feel well, do what you have to do, don't do so much, but what you do it as well as you can, and sometimes that is all that is needed, a little bit of effort, but in the right direction, and in the right atmosphere, it can go a long way. That is what we are told, that sometimes even those who go to sleep, God blesses them whilst they are sleeping. He blesses them and looks after them. And the bottom line is what the Almighty decides. Man tries and God decides. And that is what we should be conscious of all the time. The next verse, 127. Verse 3 says, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children are given you by the Almighty. Children are what you have. You should value them, invest in them. When you are gone, that is what will remain. Remember, children are the heritage, the inheritance that God has given you. That is what you are leaving behind, and so look after it. Look as if you had to receive something physical. Piece of land, a house, a property or something, you would have invested it, developed it, or you would have wanted to do so. So your children are the same thing. Children are even more important than that. Children have to be invested in, have to be looked after, and worried for, and valued. That is what the verse is telling us, because they are treasure. They are treasure for us, a source of riches, in the at least in the spiritual and psychological sense, and also in the social sense, and sometimes even in the material sense. So children have to be invested in and looked after and worried about. And that is what the verse is telling us. And they have to be valued, and whatsoever we do, we have to involve God in our endeavors. God is our boss. God is our partner. He is our senior partner. And if we make God our boss and our senior partner, we will not have to worry about having other overseers who are not so friendly towards us placed over us. As it goes on, 127 verse 4, as arrows in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Children are like ammunition. Children are like power. Children give you invigoration. They give you vitality. That is what keeps you going. That is what you keep going for. Is what a person works for. That is when everything else closes down. That is what will pick you up, keep you going. Your children. Your children are your ammunition. Your children have to be valued and have to be looked after. And you have to try and have them. If you can have them, have them. Children of the youth. Have children whilst you can have children. Have them now. Have children whilst you can have children, because no one guarantees you that you will be able to do so later. And this is what God wants you to do. And this is obvious, but some people put it on a back burner. Some people try and push it to one side, to other things, and then they're sorry later. So have children whilst you can have children. Have children whilst you're young. So statistically, also children of young couples have more chance of being healthy, both physically and psychologically. Even though older people can also have children, and sometimes very great people are born from such unions, so we should not be dismissive of them. Nevertheless, the world as it goes as its custom does. We go according to the majority, and in most cases it's best to have children whilst you're young. And you should have as many children as you can whilst you can. And whatsoever you do, you should let God guide you and be the Lord of you. We call him the Lord because that is what he is, and what we should regard him as, our master, our director. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's not you have a choice. Or you make God your master, or you make God your director, or you make God the one who tells you what to do, or others, strangers, will do the same to you. Ones who are less sympathetic towards you, who do not have your welfare in mind. So make God your companion and your commander. And do what he tells you to do and what he advises you to do in his Torah and in the Psalms and in the Bible and in the examples of good people. It goes on. Happy is the man, speaking once more of children, verse 127, verse 5. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. They shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Children are like ammunition. In the old times, a warrior went to war, would fill his quiver up with darts, missiles, and with arrows to fire at the enemy. And the more he had, the better, the more potential he had, the more powerful of a warrior he could be. The better he could acquit himself in the field of battle, so too, the more children we have and the more we invest in them, the better it will be for us. As far as the Almighty is concerned, and as far as we ourselves are concerned, as far as what we leave behind in this world is concerned, in Hebrew, the word for children can also mean, in addition, it also can mean effects, results, and so on. So not all of us can have children, and not in addition, not only that, but even those who can have children and do have children, they should also realize that not only is a person remembered by the children he leaves behind, he is also remembered by the deeds he does. He makes his mark by the deeds he does, what he does in this world. And you should do what you can, do as much good as you can, think what needs to be done and what you can do, and try and do it. And the Almighty will be with you. At all events, the bottom line of this psalm and of all whole message of the Bible is make God your boss, make God your companion, make God your partner, make God your commander, and you will be happy and you will succeed in whatsoever you do. May God bless you. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel, in Jerusalem. We are based in Jerusalem, Israel. Thank you very much. May God be with you always. And may you take this message to heart, and may you succeed in whatsoever you do. Thank you.